Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, we have Yomim Tovim LeYisrael, Kamisha Asa Ba'av. There wasn't a Yontiv Klal Yisrael like the 15th day of Av. And many of you have heard the reasons why over the years. I want to just, for a moment, as an introduction to tonight's shiur, share with you one reason in the Gemara. There was a group of kaihanim that would cut the wood. It was a family that was in charge of cutting the wood. Comes the 15th day of Av, the sun is not beating down as it would the rest of the summer. They would stop cutting the wood, wouldn't dry out as quickly. And this family had time to learn Torah. And Rav Don Segel asks the question, so why is that a yantar for all of Klal Yisrael? That means that this is a yantar for all of Klal Yisrael. It was only a small family that had the opportunity now to learn Torah. Learning Torah is tremendous. It's a small family. So Rav Don Segel said over in the name of a great, great Goyim, Rav Meir Partzuvin, you see from this that when there's a group of people learning Torah, and the rest of the world is out there working, it's the greatest yontif in Klal Yisrael, Le'ayu Yom Tovim LeYisrael. And that's the reason that the Gemara says for Tu B'Av. So first of all, I want to thank everyone. Most of the Olam in the summer, as I say all the time, they're out. They have time to go out in restaurants. They have time to be home. They have time to spend in the luxury of their house. But the Olam here comes together, and it's always a tremendous chizik. And as I mentioned to the Olam before this summer, this was the summer that I didn't need to get away. Usually I have to get away. And I'm ready to come home. I'm done. Half of the summer, I'm finished. I did my Camp Monk stint. I'm done. It's all good. I'm ready to come back, and I want to spend time with the Olam here. When I see the Olam come together to learn Torah, what greater yontif, and what greater schus for all of us on a night where we could be out and having fun, right after Tisha B'Av. Today in camp, they're partying, they're jumping into the pool, they're dancing, and to come together to learn, what a yontif it is for us here tonight. I want to thank all those that have participated in the past shiurim, those who have sponsored the shiurim, those who have thought about this for months. What I would like tonight with the Olam here, I'm going to go on a journey, and I had some time to think about a machshava. And I'm going to tie it in, as the Olam here knows. We'll tie it in all the way at the end. Just have patience. And we will also have some halacha. I try to find a topic that is some halacha, is some agada, is some drush. Everything to make sure everybody will be happy when they walk out tonight. We have a yontif here tonight. As we head into Chamisha Asar B'Av, I am going to share with the Olam my own reason why this yantar of Chamisha Asar B'Av is Le'ayu Yomim Tovim LeYisrael. And by now, the Olam here should know, over the last few years, we've worked together on certain tikkunim, tefillah, ashiyatzar, shakol miyadivaroi. Tonight we have something else to discuss. And I want to start with, everyone should have a sheet, it'll make it much easier, and I think most of you are going to want to say part of this over. I don't know if you'll be able to say all of it over, but at least there will be parts that you'll be able to say over. So if you have the sheet, you'll be able to use this as your source sheet when you have to say this over, and it'll also help in the shiur tonight. The pasuk that we are going to read in this week's parsha. Let's start with the parsha. Ba'ati Yisrael, mo Hashem alekecha shayom yima. What does Hashem ask of you? Ki imu yiras Hashem alekecha. Lelechas called Rachav. Lahava Yisrael la'avad Hashem alekecha. Hashem asks us to fear Him. Says the Gemara, Maseches Menachos and Daflam Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya, Rav Meir said, Chayev Adam Levarach Meya Brachas V'Chol Yoyim. You have to say 100 brachas daily. Shemamar, where do we learn it out from? Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elekecha Shayel Me'imach. Do you see 100? Says the Gemara, Al Tikri Mo Elameya. That you have to say 100 brachas. That's all Hashem asks of us. Question number one. It doesn't say Me'ah in the Pasuk, it says Ma. What does Hashem ask of you? How does the Gemara know? And if you look in the Balaturim, those Mefarshim on the page that would generally bring down a Gematria, yes, they bring it down. They'll bring down that Ma is Me'ah. But looking at this word Ma, how does the Gemara know that it's Me'ah? That you have to say 100 brachas? You don't see this anywhere in the Pasuk. Ma Hashem, what does Hashem ask of you? So it is a beautiful Maram Shik. Today I was sitting in Shir, I was giving Shir this morning, and I had a grandchild of the Maram Shik. Sitting there, he says he never heard this, and he said he's got to call his father. The moment that he heard this Vart, he said, what a beautiful Vart. I tried out the Shir this morning on Camp Monk, I had to see if it was going to work. I got okay, they said I could say it over. So the Pshat is Azoy. There's another Gemara that we've mentioned many times before. What's Pshat? Ki im liyira. All Hashem asks us to fear. Practicing Gemara Masechta Brachos. I'm sorry, it's not on the sheet. I couldn't fit it in. Is yira milsa zutrasahi? Is it so easy to fear Hashem? That's the most difficult task. That's our nisayon in life. Fear God. And we have difficult times. We do something wrong. That means we didn't fear Hashem. Practicing Gemara. How could the pasuk say ki im liyira? All I'm asking you is to fear me. That is very difficult. Effort the Gemara, legabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasa. For Moshe was easy. So that's Moshe. What does that have to do with us? For Moshe was easy. Hashem's not talking to Moshe. Ba'at Hashem alekecha, ma Hashem shayo me'imach to us, ki'im li'ira. So it's not Moshe Rabbeinu, it's us. What does it mean, Milsa Zutrasa? Says the Maram Shik. And this has been our theme for the past few years. If we appreciate what we have in life, that we can see, that we can talk, that we can walk. Our children are healthy, Baruch Hashem. If we see it in our daily lives, the Yad Hashem, then it's easy. It's only difficult because we don't see it and we don't pay attention. If we were therefore make a bracha, and we would think about Zaykid Kefufim. We make a bracha every day, Matir Asurim. Paikeach Ivrim. And every day we would think about what we are saying, so then we would connect Hashem, would be very easy. Says the Maram Shik. Being that the Gemara says, it's Milsa Zutrasa, but it's not easy. So the Gemara in Masechtas Menachos therefore knew that what does Ma mean? Me'ah. If you make 100 brachas a day, 100 brachas a day, which we will see if we do or we don't. If we say these 100 brachas a day, we'll be connecting to Hashem. We'll see Yad Hashem. Oh, you see Yad Hashem. And it's easy. And it's easy to fear Hashem. Because you made the bracha. You thought about the bracha. You realized the meaning of the bracha. And when you are going to say 100 times these brachas that deal with what Hashem has done for us, it's going to become easy. Says the Maram Shik, the Gemara therefore knew in Masechtas Menachos, if it's Milsa Zutrasa, like the Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, can't be more. Has to be Me'ah. 100 Brachos. But most of us say 100 Brachos. And we don't think about this. So what I'm going to share with you tonight is a Yechidish Gadol, and it makes it easy on you. Here tonight, you get a gift. I'm going to share with you a gift. As you pay attention to this gift, you'll see your life is going to change. The rest of the summer is going to change. But in order to understand this gift, we have to learn this halacha of Me'ah Brachos. So what I would like the Olam to do is, I'm on the third one on the sheet now, and the Mechaber says like this. Chayiv Adam Lebarach V'chayim. You have to say 100 brachos every single day, at least Lepachos. Should you say more? Do you have to just say 100? Should you try to say more? Says the Avudraham, the next one on the sheet, Vim Yachalois of Almeyah Brachis, Hare Zem Shubach, you praise her. So we want to make brachis. The way I'm explaining it is very easy. Why? The more brachis you make, if you pay attention to what you're saying, you're going to connect. You're going to feel Yad Hashem. So when I say Paikeach Ibram, or I say Ashi Yatzar, or any bracha where we are saying Baruch Ata Hashem, so we bring Hashem into our lives, says the Abu Drab, Harei Zem Meshuvah. One of the questions that is mentioned in the Achrayim is Shabbos. We're missing a lot of brachas on Shabbos. Where do we have 100? So most of us, to be honest with you, we had a share about this many years ago. Most of us daily make 100 brachas. We don't think about it. But there is a problem on one day, and I think a lot of people are unaware of this. Shabbos, yes, the Mishnah Berurah talks about we're missing every Shemoneh Esrei is not 18, 19 brachos anymore. We're down to 7. So you add up the Shemoneh Esreis, and then you are going to do the rest of the math with all the brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's learn the Mishnah Berurah for a moment. You're missing 13 from 100. Where do you get those? You need 100. You're to make 100. Where do you get those 13? The Mishnah Berurah therefore says, make brachos. Make a brach on a fruit. Make a bracha on besamim. Make a bracha so you can have. It's very important. Then einloi. This is for the olam, not just for us, but the world should notice. He says v'im einloi yoytzal piat chak b'meshe yichavin l'shmaya birchas atayra v'hamafter v'yayin amin. That's why the olam wants to know why I'm so makbid on the brachas of kriyas atayra, because you need your honey. Besides that, you need the one who's laying it and the one who's getting the brachas is having in mind. You need that bracha. If you're missing out answering amen to the bracha, who's the one who's getting the aliyah, you're missing out on completing your 100 brach, which is a chiyuv. So you need to therefore listen to the birchas. Another reason, not because you shouldn't talk, Kriyas HaTorah say, but you need the bracha. And the bracha of the mavdir. V'chein, yachal hashem b'birchas ashiyatzar. Avad, you have the ashiyatzar, but you don't know how many times you're going to be able to say that bracha. Then he says, "Ve'efsher di yoytzal piat chak v'meshem chuvin l'shmaya chazaras hashatz." If you listen to chazaras hashatz and you answer up, maybe I didn't make a bracha. I only answered on me. That gets into a shear of shemei kaina, which is not for now. So what do we see from here? We have Shabbos over here. The Mishnah Berurah tells you how are you going to get to your 100, which you have to do. Why do we need to get to our 100? Because that's how we're going to see Hashem in our lives. We see Hashem in our lives. We are going to fear Him. It becomes easy then. My Shemayim saw Yad Hashem. So we need these 100. The Magen Avraham also, you'll see the Magen Avraham right gives you the Cheshbonos. You're missing the Birchas HaTefillin, Birchas Yeroineinu. When does the day start? Does it start in the morning or the previous night? In other words, does it start now for the next day? Or when you wake up in the morning, you have to make 100 brachas. When do the 100 brachas start? When does this cheshbon start? So la'alacha, you see from the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says, if you look at the Magen Avraham on the sheet, u'b'shabes chaser, how many are you missing? 36. You can only be missing 36 if you start the night before. Because if not, it's not three Shemoneh Esreis, it's only 2. So you clearly see that the Magen Avraham, I wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rav also says like that, ha'meyeh bracha shechayev kol adam levarach b'chol yoyim, me'erev yaboyke, starts the previous night till the next morning. You have to have 100 from Shkia till the next Shkia. That's where you have to have your 100. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, chiddush gadol. So, again, there's a machlokes Rishonim, I wrote it on the sheet over there. Not everybody agrees with that. There are others that say it starts more. Well, halacha l'maisa, the poskim on the page hold that the previous night. What happens if you make early Meir? We all make early Shabbos in the summer. We're all making, not all of us, but most of us, are making early Friday. That Meir, does that count as the previous day? Or does that count for Shabbos? Now, if it counts as the previous day, I'm missing a lot more. I'm missing because I don't even have the Shemoneh Esrei of the Meir. I don't even have the Kiddush. We're all going home and making Kiddush early. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's see what he says. Like we just said, he paskins, like the Magen Avraham and the other paskin. Depends, even that. Do you bench? Are you going to be sitting at a Shalosh Shudas where the benching's after Tzeis HaKechavim? And it goes to the next night. So you could be sitting on Shabbos. You made an early Shabbos. And he says, look what he says, Vayter. Mishtah. And then he says, if you make b'v'oy join b'er Shabbos, b'gamoy shekiddush, nimnim b'brachis l'chesh ben b'rchas hayoy, v'loy alayla. You get the previous day, not the night. Because it's still day outside. So according to Shlomo Zalman, if you made an early Shabbos, you miss out the Friday night. You make, if you bench, and you're going to make you all those brachas after Tzeis, because that's when you're making your benching for Shalosh Shudas, you lose out all of those. So you're losing out. You don't have 100 brachas. Where are you getting your 100 brachas?
This Friday night you weren't allowed to eat meat. You made early Shabbos?
No, that's the Kutais. So very good. Kutais for Shabbos to add into the Halacha Shabbos, you can make early Shabbos. But for 100 brachas a day, that deals with this every day, not a mayrev doesn't add on to the day. There it's sunrise, sunset, shkia, there's different views in the Rishonim. I didn't want to go into depth in that, but there's a machlokes there, the Prima Gadim and others, one is it's a shkia, neis. But what do we see from this? That if you're missing, you are missing. So how are we going to make these 100? For those that daven early morning, what's the teretz? I haven't seen anybody, Shlomo Zalman says, in the bottom, he says, you have a problem. So what's the teretz? So he writes, and the next thing, he says, maybe also Chazaras HaShas. He says, daven for Amit. So I have a new way to how to get everybody to daven for Amit. I fell. I was looking for something. If you daven for Amit, you have to daven again. You're going to say that every the Mishnah Berurah says it's a suffix if you answer Amit to the Chazaras HaShas. Daven for Amit. If you daven for Amit, you got to say Shema Nesri over again. You got to say Shema Nesri over again. You're going to get all those brachas. You'll have enough. So the Oilam, that's my new sale pitch. Daven for Amit, get your 100 brachas. If you get up there, you need your chayim. If you're missing out, what? No, you see, the Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure. He says it's Mesupik. He's not sure.
But also make an early Shabbos, you should make an Oinik Shabbos.
So the Gabbayim got to know this. Gabbayim, when you go over to someone, you tell him, listen, you need 100 brachas. Easy way to get your 100 brachas. You don't doubt the brachas, you're not getting your 100 brachas.
The Kirishpah.
Then for sure.
Yeah, the reason why they were Shabbos.
Oh, you mean that's why? That's
the whole thing started, the Kiddush Club, just in stacking the brachas.
Oh, the brachas. Right, right. I did. You're right.
Yeah, that's the whole reason
that's
it started.
That's the whole reason why. Don't we have another 8 to that.
Yeah.
Okay,
what do you have to do for the Yom is just
predicate. Right. 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 Okay, I give another 8 to that. Just say it's here's my site for tonight.
I'm gonna go over there.
Here's the site.
We kid this a couple times. One is off.
Is Olam, I remember. What's this number 100? What's 100? Where did this 100 come? Why 100? So we know the Gemara that there were people dying every day, and David HaMelech saw this, and they came to David HaMelech, and he said, "Yes, we need to be misakin. We need 100." Al pi derech drush. Those of the Olam here that want to hear a little drush, so you know that the name of the Esav's Malach is Samach Mem. He's mentioned this many times. Samach Mem is 100. So we have to counter the Samach Mem. His goal is, for the Olam that remembers, Amalek. What's the goal of Amalek? What's the sherish of Amalek? Malach, to sever. Amalek wants to sever our heads from our heart. They don't want us to think. We want to connect our head to our heart. So we're all about countering what Amalek is all about. So to counter Amalek, the number 100, always we find 100. For example, if you want to remember Torah, you have to learn 101 times. 100, the Malach, the Satan has Koyach. Up to 100 times. Samach Mem has Koyach. 101, by the way, the difference, I told Oilam, what we learned this Wednesday night, one night this year, the difference in the gematria between the word Shachach is 328, Zachar is 227. What's the difference between Shachach and Zachar? 101. So we talked about how the 101, the number 101. We spoke about Michael, who's the Malach for Klal Yisrael. Michael, the gematria of Michael is also 101. Parsha Tetzava doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name, so we need a Koyach. How many psukim are in Parashat Tzava? 101. So therefore the...
One of the brachas is 101.
What? Well, very good. We don't need to... We're going to see. Excellent. What about Kiyas?
Kiyas.
Kiyas. Very good. That's the counter to Satan. That's Ma'arav and Satan. Once you counter him, then we can... That's very good. That's why we get to the 100 Kiyas. 100 Kiyas is to be... Why? Because he is 100. We count him with 100 different actions. Kiyas 100 times. We've countered what he tries to do, and we're able to survive. What can we do to therefore get to this 100 on a Shabbos? Or on a regular day, when most of us are not really paying attention. So what I would like the Olam to do is, and then we're going to go backwards. I'm going a little out of order over here, but I want to show the Olam the Das Ikeinim Balatoysis. It's a Toysis. I'm not coming in with any Achrayim here. I'm not coming in with any Svarim that I found in some modern day safer computer search. No, it's all here in the Das Ikeinim Balatoysis. I want to read this to you, and we're going to discuss it. Says the Das Ikeinim in the midst. So he talks about David HaMelech. He says, Ki David HaMelech tikna b'shcha b'chol yayma meisa me'anashim. 100 people died. So he already knew that he had to do something about 100. What's this 100? The Satan has a kayach of 100 people on a day. Bal v'gidu l'David amav v'tikam meya brachas v'chal yayim, and he brings the pasuk no magever hukam all is gematria meya umiyad netzar magefa. Look at this. This is what we're going to talk about. L'kach tiknu loymer moedim. So we say the Rabbanan, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, say moedim twice a day. Sherei Pirish, really, moedim is, what does the word moedim mean? I'm thanking you, Hashem. And normally when you thank, you bow down. Some countries, that's what they do. When they want to thank you, they bow down. He's admitting to God. That's what he's doing. And he brings, Vaidisa Kadam Hashem. We call Makayim, we say Moedim, the Loy Mishachalim. We don't bow down on the floor, we just bend, we'll see. Lefisha Oyla be Gematria Moedim Meya. The Gematria of Moedim is 100. Look what he says now. Shekol Ha'amar Moedim Kahayin. If you say Moedim with Kavana, Ki Ilu Kayim Meya Brachis. It's as if he said all 100 Brachis with Kavana. So even if you don't think about what you're saying during the end of Brachas of Shemayin Esrei, and your Brachas of Asher Yotzeh, and all the Brachas of Benchi, you don't think a word about what this means, if you have in mind Moedim, the Daz Kainim says, it's Ki'ilu, you said 100 Brachas, Moedim is Gematria 100, again, I'm not coming with any foreign svarim here, right here in the Daz Kainim, Ratzu Loimar, She Yichra, what do we have to do? We bow down, Ache Isparku Chol Chul Yishebeshadra, Oh, Shira, so these are the halachas, how you have to bow down. When you're bowing down, you're acknowledging, you're accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he's given us also. We're thanking him for that. And it's ki'ilu, what is the point of the Meya Brachas? To think, realize what Hashem has done for us in our lives. So we now have Moedim, which the Chachamim realized, we can't, this 100 brachas is not working. David HaMelech's 100 brachas is not working. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah years later said, oh, we have to make it easier on you. 100 is too hard. So you should do 100. That's the halacha. But for those that, when it comes a Friday night, or for those that just don't pay attention, if you have in mind by Moedim, it's Ki'ilu, you said Meya Brachas, Chiddush Gadol. That the Moedim is as if you said.
Which Moedim?
The Moedim, not Moedim, the Rabbanah, Moedim, the regular Moedim, yeah. Said, look at the, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga. I'm going backwards now. On Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara says like this. Damar Abulazar Adam Rishon Menara Tzal Rekia. Adam Rishon was very tall. He was from the ground till Shemayim. Shenemar Lemin Ayam Shabar Lekim Adam Al Haaretz. He was on the whole land. Kivin Shesarach. He did an Avera. They Tzadas. Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Alavim. What was Adam's Avera? He doesn't realize that Hashem, he has no Yira. No Yira Shemayim. That means he's not getting the message. How tall did Adam HaRishon become? He was very tall. But now he became a miniature. What's a miniature in the times of a Ganet? A Bria Sa'ilam. So Rashi, how do I know? I look at Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin. Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph says as I. And the Rashi come in Yisdeh, Shtei Kaim Eshal Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, what was Rashi says? Shemeyuta Yakon. He brings down that Gemara in Chagiga on Yud Beis. Beautiful, fits in with what we're saying. He was 100 amas because what was Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Adam HaRishon's chisarit? He doesn't have Yirah Shemayim. Hashem just talked to you and you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. When you don't have Yirah Shemayim, you're missing out on the Meir Brachas. Oh, you're missing out on the Meir Brachas? You're not getting that message? You're going to be now only 100 tall. Till then he was very tall, now he's only Meir. What happened to the Nachash? The Nachash, the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? I also, once again, I apologize. I wanted to put on the sheet. What's the halacha if you don't bow down by Moedim? Some people don't bow down by Moedim. They're just a little twist of the head. The halacha is you have to bend down. You have to see this coin. If it would be on your heart, you have to see your heart. So the Gemara says that when the person dies, he's going to be like a snake. His bones are going to be like a snake, like the Nachash. Why? What happened to the Nachash? The Nachash is walking, standing. Now the Nachash is coiled. It's in a coil. It's wound up. It's always bowing. A Nachash is always bent. Because the Nachash didn't have Yirah Shemayim. Without a Yirah Shemayim, what's the punishment? You're always going to have to bend. If a person wants to stand straight, and a person wants to be healthy, and be able to live his life, the Iker is the Yirah Shemayim, then you can be Ke'ilu Adam Kaidim HaChet. And the person has kol haaretz. What happened to the Nachash? What happens to the Nachash now? He's ki'ilu, he's al gechayim chaseleh. He's always bent. He's always slivering around. Never straight. You don't see a snake straight. Because you don't know, you didn't stand straight in front of Hashem. You didn't get the message. You didn't get the message of having Haidah to Hashem. You weren't showing your Haidah. This bracha, and if I saw, that's the explanation. Some say, we say, Kol HaNishama Ta'alka. What's Kol HaNishama? We really, every breath, we should be thanking Hashem. So the Maidim is the Kol HaNishama. When you say Maidim, you're thanking Hashem for the whole day. It's everything. So you have Maidim by Shacharis, you have Maidim by Mincha, you have Maidim by the Ma'ariv. You have this day where three times a day, you're thanking Hashem, three times is a Chazaka. There's one bracha that the Olam here knows. I got to take one thing we have to work on together, and I ask him once a day. This is all we have to do. We worked on 2 years ago, and I spoke a few weeks ago, and I asked the Olam, other Olam in Flatbush, to speak work on Shahakal Nia Bidvare. I spoke to the Olam a few years ago about that. What are we going to work on today? We're going to work on this bracha achrayim. I don't understand. I watch people, they eat. You're all going to eat here today. There's nothing on your plate over here that looks like to me that needs an alamechi. Maybe if you have the egg rolls that you had, which I don't know if you had enough kedei achilas pras. But the chicken and the everything here is shahakal. So good, you made it. But what bracha are you going to make afterwards? Bar nefash is a very small, nice bracha. Bar nefash is rabbi. So the shahakal we spoke about. This bar nefash is, most people don't say it. Most people don't even know it by heart. If I asked the Olam, say it by heart, you'd be I would be embarrassed to hear what the Olam says. You'd be leaving out words here. It's worse than alamechi. I think alamechi people know better than bar nefash. Most people ask me, Bar Nefashis, Bar Nefashis? I never make Bar Nefashis. Ask your child to say Bar Nefashis. Al Mechir, they can say. So what I want to do for just a couple minutes, because I want to share with the Olam this Atziyata D'Shmaya Baruch Hashem. It's the Olam's Chus, it's nothing to do with me. As when I sat down for the Pir D'Shir, I had Atziyata D'Shmaya, and I'm going to share with you what happened. Let's take a small look at this bracha, so we can understand what we're saying right after we eat today. Take out a siddur, as the Olam knows, we say it with a siddur, have it on your phones, wherever you want to have it. You can read it, it takes you about 10 seconds anyway. So you might as well at least have in mind one line, and it's Kilu Maidim. We say, Bayer Nefashis, Rabbis V'ches Reinan. So I understand, Bayer Nefashis, thank you Hashem. You created a lot of souls, Nefashis Rabbis, V'ches Reinan. What's V'ches Reinan? Chesron is Chisaron, something that's missing. Yeah. See, we're talking about chisrainim. You miss chisrainis. Why is that in the bracha? We're thanking Hashem. We just ate. We had a wonderful meal. Delicious. Thank you, Hashem. Bayre nefashis for creating nefashis. Rabbis, what's v'chisrainim? So the Chassam Sefer is a Chassam Sefer that's a well-known Chassam Sefer, and he says like this: if a person was always full, you wouldn't have to eat. If you don't have to eat, you're not going to make this bracha that we just said. How are we connecting with Hashem? With the bracha. If you're not hungry, you're not making the bracha. Yesterday, you couldn't make a bracha. You were fasting. See, you're fasting and you're full, you don't make brachas. We are making bracha when we have the money to buy food. We can enjoy the food. So because we have the chesroimim, because we're missing and we don't have, we then need to eat. And because we need to eat, we have to make a bracha. We have to make a bracha. The nachash, as we spoke about many times, doesn't have that opportunity. The punishment to the nachash, you didn't get that. You didn't get the message. You have no yirah shemayim. You're never going to have an opportunity to connect to Hashem. You're on the ground. But we that need to be misakin chedav adam arishon, so we can be misakin it. We therefore says the chsam sefer, boirei nefashis rabbis. But thank you for making us chisrayim. Thank you for making it as if we don't have everything. We have to go purchase. We have to go buy. We have to enjoy the food. Oh, we're missing. Now, says the chsam sefer, the end of the bracha therefore is, we're thanking you, kol mashe barah l'achayos v'amnefesh, everything that you created, and baruchay through this olamim. We get olam hazeh and olam haba. We get the olam hazeh, Hashem gives it to us because we thank him for it, and we're going to get olam haba. So we have a bracha over here, the barei nefashos, which is simple, small, it doesn't take a lot of time. I'm not asking you to go through al hamichya slowly. Small bracha, you all had a wonderful meal, you all enjoyed it, you all look forward to this, you all couldn't wait. And I'm sure over the next few days, you can't wait to eat. All you're chesroimim, you're missing, you're lacking, you don't have. So when you make this bracha, thank you Hashem for making me not have. I'm very happy that I'm hungry, because I can enjoy this. If not, I wouldn't be making this bracha. And if I wouldn't be making this bracha, I don't connect. I don't have the Yirah Shemayim. I'm missing the Meya Brachas. I'm missing the Moedim. So we have another Eitz over here, and this is what we need to work on. why now? Why am I telling you this now? What's happening this time of the year now that we have to work on Bayer and Nefashas, Rabbis and Chesronim? There's a B'nai Yisoscher. Shit tonight's about Tu B'Shvat. It's supposed to be. So what does it have to do with Tu B'Shvat? What went on in Tu B'Av? I'm sorry. I'm already preparing Shura, by the way, for Shvat. I'm not really up to Shavuos. What's with Tu B'Av? What's the Yantif? So there's the Gemara. They used to go out. The men would go out. The boys would go out. And the girls would go out. And they would dance in the street. And they would meet. And there was a lot of joy. It's different than it is today. They went out. They worked. It wouldn't work. I mean, we'll try. Have some aces. Maybe we can get it going again. It was a sight to behold. And it also was on Yom Kippur, not only on Tu B'Av. And there was singing and dancing. In Chassidus, that B'nai Yisoscher says, "Ain the Gemara at the end of Katan, where the Gemara says, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Mechal Letzadikim." It's a song. So, in camp, I say a song. They all know these Gemaras. Any word that's a song, they all know. So, Mechal, they tell me, yeah, it's a song. I said the word Basel. They stopped singing me songs about Basel too. I told them all I got to do is learn Gemaras that have songs. It's very easy for me. They don't have to know. They all know the Gemaras by heart by it. So anyway, the Gemara says Mechal Letzadikim. It's a circle. What's a circle? It's Achdus. And says the B'nai Yisoscher, Tu B'Av. What's two is 15. 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. He says, look at the 15th letter Aleph. 15th letter in the Aleph Beis, letter Samach. Samach is a circle. So this Yantif is a Yantif of Achdus. It's a Yantif of going out and making Shidduchim, once again, putting together. That's what we see in the Gemara. But really, what else is supposed to be going on this wonderful Yantif, Lehayyam Tavim Yisrael? The world is created on the 25th day of Elul. 25th day of El. Gemara says, here's for those that want the Dibrei Drush, here you go. And then we're going to connect everything together so everyone will be happy. But the island's got to fall because this is where I had my Siyata Dishmaya. The 40 days, Kaidim Yitzhiras Havlad, what's 40 days? Kaidim Yitzhiras Havlad is the Baskel comes out. And the Baskel says that Baskelani will play. That means when Hashem created the world, 40 days before that is when? It's Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is 40 days before, right? 25th day, 40 days before is Tu B'Av. So on Tu B'Av, we have this Baskel. That means on that day, Hashem said, we're making Shidduchim. I'm getting married to you. You're mine. You're going to be together with me. You're going to be in the... we're going to have this Shidduch. That's why I always say that it's Mesugel the day, because Hashem chose us on that day, 40 days before the world was created. 40 days. Hashem says, Baskel Yitzis. It's a Baskel. Kaidim Yitzira. World was created. What's going to happen then? That's what's happening. 20 on Tu B'Av, there's a Baskel came out. That's what it has to be. There was a Baskel. You're mine. Oh, you're mine. So we have this. Now we understand why that day is the day where Shidduchim are made. Not only that, if you look at the Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara says what else happened over there, the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry one into the other. Oh, marriage, because this is the day that's the Sukkah. Rosh Hashanah. How many days is Tu B'Av before Rosh Hashanah? Tu B'Av is 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. Let's go to the pasuk now. Va'ata. The Sfarim say azay that on the Chida writes Yoim Tu B'Av. Yarba by tsa simcha. You have to have simcha. Ki yesh by ilu l'shchina. We understand why. There's an ilu l'shchina. Ma Hashem shayom me'imach. What's ma? 45. What is Hashem asking from us from Tu B'Av to Elul? Rishana, those 45 days, that's what I'm asking of you the whole year. Kiyim liyira. I'm asking those 45 days, that's time now to focus on where we're in. Baruch Hashem, we're in the country. We have the end of the summer now. It's after Tisha B'Av. We could look around and we could see the trees and we could see the flowers and we see our children running and playing and the freedom that they have and the joy that we see. Brings us to Yira. Our bracha should be different. Thank you, Hashem. Look what I have here. Look what I'm able to do. I can get away. I can relax. I can rejuvenate. I'm re-energizing myself. Hashem says that's all I'm asking. 45 days. Ma Hashem Shael Mimach is the 45 day starts on Tu B'Av. The there were many that used to say Ksiva v'chsima taiva. Those like David, Gematria, you probably know it already. If you take the Gematria of Chamisha Asabav, it's 908. And Ksiva v'chsima taiva is also 908. So we start already seeing that the year is, we're getting close. I'm sorry to scare the island bit. But we're getting closer to the Yamim Narayim already. We're getting there. So we got to get a little in the mode of the in the Kedushas Levi Yitzhak Ben Adishiv says, it says Av has two letters, Aleph and Beis. He says that there are two parts in a month. There's the Aleph part of the month and the Beis. The Aleph is Arur, and the Beis is Barur. So till the 15th day is one part of the month. That's the Arur. From the second part of the month is the bar. That's the Av. That's the Tisha B'Av. So the Olam that likes letters. One of the chisrainis that we had is we didn't follow the Torah. The Gemara says there was no MS. I spoke yesterday when I spoke on Tisha B'Av regarding the Indian of the 9. They asked me why Tisha B'Av is on the 9th day of the month. Everyone here will remember that 9 is MS. And every number you times 9 by gets you back to 9, right? 9 times 2 is 18, 1 plus 8 is 9, 9 times 3, whatever number you divide into 9, 2 into 9 is 4.5, 4 plus 5 is 9. Everything always gets you back to 9. I told the Olam here, Chanukah time, that Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach comes, every night of Chanukah, we're going to light 9 candles. Why? Because Beisil and Beishama, Beisil is day 1, is 1, Beishama is 8, second day 2, 7, 3, 6, we're always going to, 9 is MS. Olam MS is 9. Remember that when you have a number 9, the circles on top represents the next world. 6 is Olam HaSheker. Why is the circle on the 6 on the bottom? This world is Sheker, the next world is MS. I know you're going to tell me, how do I know this? It's not for now. But it's 6 and 9, that's it. So 9 is MS. Why are there 9 judges on the Supreme Court? Because Hashem says that you need MS in the world. You got to have 9. Not that they bring MS, but we have to try. We got to try. So you have 9. So that's anything that, where does the saying come, you're on cloud 9? Because it's the next world. That's where all, everything that did. Tisha B'Av is therefore on the 9th day of Av, because they didn't follow MS. The Gemara says they didn't MS. Everything was Sheker. It was all Sheker. Okay, so on the 9th day, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. 15th day is Yudkei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of your life. You're making the brachas. You're thinking about now what's good in your life. And we're going to make a Yontif now on this day. If you look at last month was Tammuz, so when things are backwards, the Aleph phase is backwards too. Last month is Tammuz, this month is off, so it was Tough and Aleph. What's next month? Aleph. What's the following month? Tishrei. Tough. Because we're heading in the right direction. Now we're going with Aleph Tough. In Tishrei, we're asking Hashem to be Mechaper for backwards. The whole world, the whole year is backwards. Tough, Shin, Reish. Right? Tishrei is the letters backwards. It's all the letters backwards because we have to get to the Yud. We have to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over these 45 days. So the Chassam Sofer says, a little bit different. He says, we bench Rishchadish Menachim Av. So he says, the first half was Av. Okay, we have to work on the Aleph days. We have to work on going in the right direction. The second half is Nechama. It's a Lashon of Nechama. Now in the month, we're up to the Lashon of Nechama. From the 15th day of Av to the 25th day of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shidduch process with us. He's trying to make sure, it's like when you go on a Shidduch, I see you. All I'm doing now is trying to make it work. I'm trying to do what's right. You want to say the right thing. You do it, my daughter is, you want to make sure she doesn't do the wrong thing. You want to make sure you find the, you want to only hear good things. And so that's what these 40 days are all about. So we have the 40 days of Yetzirah Sivat, and then we have the Atama Hashem Lekech HaShayon. So what are we going to work on? We're going to work on our Maidim to realize that this Maidim gets us to that 100. And with the Maidim and the proper Kavanah, easy bracha. The halach is if you forget to have Kavanah by Magen Abraham, you have to daven over again? We don't, because we know we're not going to have Kavanah next time either. But if you have Maidim, the halach is you have fixed up your whole Shemana Esrei. That's the halacha. You don't need to, even if you missed your Magen Abraham, Iker is the Maidim. So the bracha of the Maidim is the Meya. We've now being able to, we can go back to what we started with. Va'ata Yisrael Ma. What is that? During the 45 days, we learned the Gemara Masechtas Menachos. What's Ma? Me'ah. The Gemara is telling us Me'ah. Why? Because of the Maram Shik. What did the Maram Shik say? That this is the way for us to, if it's easy, what's easy about it? Yerushman Zariah. But if we begin to thank Hashem, and when we're making the Bayer Nefashis, Rabbis V'Chesroinan, and we realize that thank you Hashem for the Chesroinis that we have, that we're hungry, that we have to go work to make the money, that we have to make the bracha. I once said over many years ago from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. He said over he tries to understand the way the world works. He says men were cursed and women were cursed. Men were cursed, and women were cursed, and they have to go through childbirth, labor, bringing up children. He says he doesn't understand. There's a big difference between the men's curse and the women's curse. When the men are cursed, everyone's running out of daven. Everyone is running, I gotta check my phones, I gotta see if I got a text message, I gotta see if an email. The women are cursed. What happens when they go into labor? Who am I baking challah for? Who am I saying tefillin for? Who am I davening for? Says, what's going on? The women are cursed. They say the way the men are cursed. The women cursed, they connect to Hashem. The men are cursed, and they're running out. I don't have time to daven. I gotta throw off my towels, I gotta take off my tefillin. I don't have time, I gotta come late, I gotta check what's going on over here. I make sure I didn't miss anything out. The men have to become like the women. That's what he said. The men have to take the curse of the bezeas apecha toichal lechem. What's the lechem? The lechem is the last two letters, is the cham. We need some warmth in our lives. Menachem, cham. We need warmth in our lives. If we have the menachem, and we have the cham, we have the rachem. What's the last two letters? You want rachman? It's cham. It's a little bit chamibus. That's the opposite of Amalek. Amalek is tar. They're rock. They're only to themselves. They sever our heads from our brain. We have to have the moyach, I told Oilam. Moyach is the letters cham backwards. You're connecting. That's why in the Hasidic Shasaram they say the Indian of the Payas, and we said and spoke about this also, is to connect the heart to the brain. We have to be thinking what we're doing during the summer, appreciate what we have, not just to get through the summer and just to live our lives. Every day we see our children, we are smiling, we're making the brachas differently. You have a barbecue, enjoy it. But make the bar nefesh, sit down, I'm gonna make a bar nefesh. We do it on the run. Most people, I'm telling you, you watch them, they don't even say it. Have a little kavanah. It's so easy to say bayir nefashis rabbis lechasranan al kol ma. That's all Hashem is asking. The ma, the memhei. That's all I want you. Work on it now. These 45 days will be zayicha mit Hashem. That will have the geula where it will be a true nechama, and the nechama will be a nechama where it's just not the geula. See the Mashiach. Obviously, that's what we're looking for. But each one individually, each family, the tzaras should disappear. If we connect, Hashem says, you realize what I can do. You realize what I have, the power that I have. Ki yim liyera, we'll all be zaycha temirtz Hashem. Dance in the streets on Tu B'Av, not here in America, but we'll dance in the streets. Mechol, we'll have our circle, the letter Samuch. We'll have the achdus continue. I want to once again thank Dylan for coming in, showing such achdus. As we spoke about so much, had so much time to think about it over the summer, had so much time to sit back and to think, to spend the time, what we've accomplished, what we've done, all the work that we've done throughout the year, giving new energy for the coming year. We should all have that energy, Yemir Tzashem, as we get back in a few weeks to start a new Zman. A few weeks. For me, it's a few. And we'll have that new Eschatches. Love to be back here already now, but we have to be in the country. That's our goal. We should be zeichem mit Hashem to see Mashiach in Hera. Amen. Thank you.